me.
Back at it.
Back at it. Yo, you look so crispy.
Yeah. Oh, really? Do I?
Cool. Yeah.
Thank you. So do you. What you got going on over there?
I got ice cream, and I made those little tortilla pizza things. You put the tortilla in there, you put some tomato sauce and cheese.
Nice. Yep. Thank you for delaying our start today. I had a podcast edit I had to finish. It was time sensitive. So okay. I literally was waiting for it to render when you texted me again. That's why I LOL'd, because it was down to like 10 seconds left.
Yeah.
I was like, I just need it to finish.
Yeah, I didn't want to assume. That's why I didn't get on, because I figured you would let me know.
Yeah, of course, of course. Anyway, I have a exciting popsicle news.
Oh, tell.
Because I didn't really know this last time we talked. So let's give a little background story. Is that last week when we jumped on here, you were eating a popsicle.
Yes.
I was inspired. My friend Patrick's in-laws, who now come by every couple weeks and so kindly bring me things. They said, hey, you need anything from the store? And I'd already given them a little list of a couple things I could use. And I said, after our podcast recording, I texted them and I said, hey, can I add to the list? And they said, of course. And I said, we got to throw some popsicles on there. So I threw them the name of the popsicles, like the brand and all that that you and I were talking about. And they said, yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, we'll get some of those. Anyway, so later in the week, they came by. And they had good and bad news. They said, good news is we got your popsicles. Bad news is it wasn't the exact flavor that you were asking about, but we got you grape and raspberry. So I said, I like both of these. These sound great. For anyone out there, these are like the natural fruit popsicles. What is it called? Outshine or something?
Yeah. Outshine is great.
Yeah, so I said, great, thank you so much. So it's good popsicle weather, at least it has been in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So the first couple of nights, I eat one like every night after dinner. But I got two grapes in a row, right? Then Saturday, I looked in the fridge. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. What's on this popsicle? What? There was a chocolate coating on the other popsicles.
On the raspberry?
Yes.
Wow.
So I had like a chocolate, it was like dipped in chocolate.
Wow, that's amazing.
I was so happy. I couldn't even stop talking about it for like 2 days. I talked about it all weekend. Holy crap. So Outshine Popsicles, can you sponsor us? We really need to look into that. We need Outshine Popsicles to sponsor this podcast.
Yeah, because
we could eat one like every week. Why not?
I love them.
I do too. We're going to just make sure we're eating popsicles next time we start. But yeah, so a pleasant little surprise. In fact, somebody hit me up and they said, yeah, I wasn't so sure about the chocolate dipped ones, but they're a believer now. They're like, yeah, actually sounds pretty good. So.
See?
Everybody out there, go get you some Outshine popsicles.
Grab them while you can.
That's right. That's right. So, I have some cool and exciting things to talk about, and we're going to talk about something. It's going to be an episode for the producers today.
Yep.
So, should we just get into it?
Yes.
Yo, 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 and yo, it's Simon Illa.
It is Jay.
And it's the Two Gimps Walking to a Bar podcast brought to you via Anchor. Go to anchor.fm to get the Anchor app for your computer, or you can go to the App Store and get Anchor for your intelligent pocket device. That would be AKA smartphone. And you can record, edit, and distribute your own podcast, which is now handed to you upon birth with your social security number. Who produces this podcast, Jay?
Oh, just Ilkami LLC.
That's it, just Ilkami LLC. So a couple of quick things to talk about. I want to get one thing out the way before we get into the main bits for today. Wheelchair talk. Friday, dream came true.
Yes.
In my wheelchair aspirations.
Excellent.
I now have an all blacked out wheelchair. I've always had it. You know how you always got to go with whatever they give you, whatever yep. they give you when you get a chair. You want a green chair? Okay, but you're going to get silver rims and some ugly-ass gray tires. You get what we give you. But, alas, a mistake, when I got my replacement tires, led to a discovery that I could order black rims and tires for my chair. Fine. So, they were installed on Friday. Shout out to DeAndre. Who installed them. By the way, with me in the chair.
Wow. You were brave. Yeah,
he had a way... Well, he only did one side at a time, but he had a way to kind of jack the chair up just enough. Mm-hmm. It's like, all you gotta do is raise it like an inch above the ground. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he did it. So he, but it's funny you say that, because that's what he said. He goes, I could do it with you in the chair. Do you trust me? I said, yeah, Troy, why wouldn't I trust you? Like, the thing can't fall anyway. Even if it tipped over, it would lean a couple inches. You know, it wouldn't be insane. So right. Anyway, I digress. So,
you're not gonna show people the wheels? We're on Zoom.
I wonder if I'm holding on to a mic though. Like, hopefully, if I don't run out of cord.
Okay.
Wait.
How short are we? Oh no! Well,
hang on. I know I gotta go. I don't know if it's gonna work.
I thought it would. Yeah, it's too low. Gosh darn it! Well,
trust me.
Look. I saw them.
Trust. Yeah. Well, I'll post pictures. I just said. Oh my God! My phone just fell.
See, I give one recommendation and see what happens. Well, I'm sorry.
Okay. What should we do here? Technical difficulty.
See, I wanted him to show off the wheels because they're so fire. And then, there we go.
I know what we're going to do. We don't look. We don't give up. We don't give in on this.
I'm sorry.
That was funny. Because what happened was when I moved forward, the mic cord hit the thing. So let's switch.
Mm-hmm.
This is what y'all get when you get our podcast. You get the real shit. So you're gonna get my crappy camera. So unless you want me to actually cut it,
huh?
Should I pick up my phone or should we just keep going? We can look at this.
How'd you do that?
I have another camera.
See, that's backup on backups.
Yeah, I don't play around. I do not play around.
We love okay.
I mean, if that works for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I'm here for it. We can still see you.
Okay. I love it. You gotta love it. It's still the same quality content. Now I'm just shorter.
Yeah. Okay. You really can't see your wheels now.
I can tilt my computer down technically. Anyway, okay, so yeah, let's keep going.
Let's get back.
This is called adaptation.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Oh, so yeah, I got the new tires. Stoked about that. I sent a picture of my new tires to a bunch of my friends. And I think you and one other person were the most excited. Everyone else was kind of like, great, congrats. I guess they didn't understand the magnitude of this.
Yeah, I did.
Thing for me. Yeah, I appreciate that. Anyway, so now, I wanted to talk about this today. I don't think we do a whole lot of podcasts on producer stuff, so I thought, let's talk about drums. I want to, because, you know, people do ask me, a lot of times when people ask me about stuff, even throughout my career, they ask me about drums. So I want to talk about drums as it pertains to what we do. Meaning, like, sorry, I keep looking at my phone that's sitting on the floor. It's like an abandoned child.
Are you going to be able to grab it? Well, I guess you got to grab it, right?
Heck yeah. I got no choice. I mean, I'm not doing it on camera, though. That'll be bonus content. Right. That would be funny, though. Us picking stuff up off the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, you know what? We need to do that one day. Side note, now we have it in the podcast. You and I need to have a contest. This will be good internet content. You come over, and we have people put things on the floor. Yeah, and see if we can actually get them.
Yo, I'm with it, honestly.
Or like a challenge, like somebody puts some on top of the refrigerator. They're like, hey, can you get this back? I'm telling you, I bet we could find a way.
We'd find a way.
Okay, so, be like a some kind of wheelchair challenge. Okay, so drums. I have several thoughts about drums, and where I wanted to start was, if you're a young producer, I mean, I know where I get mine, and I'll tell you where I get mine or where I have.
Yeah, tell me, bro. Cause, I mean, I know you're not hiding out on me, holding out on me, but I want to know.
Okay, well, here's the thing. When I was young, you know, obviously we didn't have as many resources as people do now with drums. So a lot of it was producers that we knew, you know, like that I knew or other people knew. And some producers would be stingy because it was kind of their secret sauce.
Yeah.
But then some producers would not really care because they'd be like, well, I don't feel threatened by you having my drum sounds, you know, because you're not going to make what I make with them. So the cool thing about now is now it's a business, because back then it was more of a who you know. It's like, I mean, in my era, because people would say like, oh, where does Scott Storch get these dope ass drums? Well, he worked with Dr. Dre. So where do you think he got them? You know what I mean? And everybody was just connected. So I would get some from some people. Also, this is around the era where they started selling drum packs. Because I used to buy, I had Dr. Dre drum packs. I had Timbaland drum packs. I had Neptune's drum packs.
Wow. And it's authentic shit, right?
Well,
obviously. Some of it may have been, you know.
Yes. I think some of it was remade in their style.
Yeah, you know? But I mean, to be honest though, just to big up you, I mean, you worked with fucking Scott Storch. You worked with all of the big guys that we can count on now, honestly, for shaping a lot of the sounds of today.
That is true, but interestingly enough, not all of them gave me drum sounds. So actually a lot of them didn't. But I found, places and, resources online to get those kind of things. Anyway, but going all the way up until now, so a lot of things are from different people, but now my biggest source is honestly Splice.
Oh, shout out to Splice.
And also, I mean, sometimes you have, if you're a beatnik out there, what's that?
I sent you drums.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I was about to say, people can get things from Splice, but a lot of times you will still get them from people you work with, you know, because they'll be in sessions with people that be like, oh, hey, here's some drum sounds. I use, hey, here's some drum. Because a lot of times the drum sounds are kind of processed in a good way that make them sound fatter, because people will get these raw drum sounds and be like, how did you get it to sound like that? It's like, sometimes they're already pre-processed. So now those are, here's the thing is, we don't want to ignore all kinds of drums. We're just talking about hip hop, rap drums or R&B drums, but there are other drums out there, actual drum kits
Yeah, you know, that one drum kit you sent me that I still use for my, like, whenever I have to do, like, different other genres.
Yeah, there's a plug-in, the SSD.
That shit is fire. I have it.
Slate Digital. Yeah.
It's the best.
So, since Slate is, for anyone out there, is basically a recreation of a studio kit. So, like, an actual acoustic drum kit. All the parts, the hi-hat, cymbals, different cymbal types.
With the toms, every penny.
The snare, yes. And you can get expansions for it. And it covers a lot of genres. Like, I use it on tons of stuff. You can get, there's rock drums, indie drums, metal drums, funk. And, I mean, like, everything you can imagine drum-wise. There's another plugin that I used to have called Superior Drummer, which was kind of like SSD, but that's all they made was Superior Drummer. Like, you could get different kits. Like, I had a Nashville kit that was like country, you know.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. But you would get different settings, like not just the drum sounds, but even the EQ settings. And the studio settings. So, like, if you said, oh, I like this drum kit, but I want to hear it in this kind of studio, you could change the studio it was in. So, which, you know, not that many people use those kind of things, at least not within, you know, hip-hop and R&B and stuff. But, you know, if you're doing other kinds of production, you will definitely get into that. So those are some options. And honestly, a cheap version I've actually used on records is, I think you might have it. Oh, wait. Superior Drummer. But then there's Studio Drummer in Contact. You don't have that?
Oh, yeah, I guess I do. I guess that's part of it, right? Yeah,
yes.
That's because I have Complete 13.
Okay, yeah, it's in Studio Drummer, or I mean, it's in Complete, in that Contact is what I mean. So, yeah. Studio Drummer is good. It offers three kits in the main bit. It's like an indie kit, a studio kit, and I think there's another kit. I can't remember what it's called. But there's basically three options of kits, and it has a light and a regular version, which the light version, I think, just doesn't have as many options. But if you're trying to make, like, you know, indie music or country or any other kind of music, those drums are pretty good. I've actually used those kits. Yeah. They sound good. So, it's not, I don't think it's as good as SSD, but it's pretty damn good.
And just to give, for my producers out there that like to know,
please.
Prices. That's Slate Digital, right?
Yeah, SSD Slate something.
Okay, so because I bought this because someone had recommended it to me, outside of you, another guy, and so I got it was $149.
Oh, okay.
The SSD 5.5, it's totally worth the price, to be honest with you. 148 famous artists and legendary model drum kit presets, over 2,400 MIDI grooves, versatile kits for rock, metal, jazz, funk, indie, reggae, and more. And it's got a lot of shit in here. Totally worth it. I've used it. Because I do other genres outside of hip hop, so definitely.
And the cool thing about the SSD, also, if you can look up Superior Drummer as well.
Got you.
Superior Drummer is really cool, but SSD is really cool because of the way it's laid out.
Oh gosh! Wow, that's a
expensive?
Different price. It's a I don't want to say expensive. It's a price difference.
Yes.
It can be between $319 to $419.
Yeah.
Sorry. The regular is 419. I don't, what does cross grade mean? Oh, cross grade.
Cross grade is if you have an older version.
Okay, yeah, so then that would be 319. But if you do not have any of this, it's 419. So
it is well worth it though. It's so good. It's one of the top drums, the drum plugins.
Oh yeah, I believe it. I mean, for this price, it fucking should be. I'd be pissed if it wasn't. If you said, oh, it's subpar, I'd be like, I'm calling.
But that's the weird thing about it is that even the Contact Studio Drummer, which I think is only $100 if you buy it outright.
For what?
Studio Drummer.
Oh.
The one in Contact. I think it comes with one of the completes, but I think you can also buy it externally.
No, it's actually $149. Oh.
So they're competing with SSD.
Yeah, I mean, but personally, I think SSD is better than Studio Drummer. So they
It is. I thought it was.
They can
way
fucking
cheaper.
Drop the price. They could drop
yeah,
the price.
Yeah, they really should. That's weird because SSD blows them out the water.
Hell yeah! Like, I mean,
oh, there's an expansion for SSD, by the way.
Really?
There's a 100. I think it's a $100 expansion, and you get about 10 more kits.
Oh shit.
Which is great because I have all of them. Well, at least
I see.
Whatever.
I'm gonna add this to my favorites.
I had like the most recent. Well, the one I think my last update was 4 years ago or so.
It has different. Quick question. So they have different Steven Slate drums. Is that what you're talking about? Mm-hmm. Is that okay? Yeah, it has different ones. Like they have a Trigger Deluxe Expansion Pack, and Blackbird Studios Expansion Pack. Chris mm-hmm. Ward, Algie.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that guy. He has the CLA plugin.
The CLA, right? Yep.
Anyway, I have some of those. Go ahead.
It's cool. So depending on what kind of music you're doing, you know, some people may know about these things, some people may not. Real quick rundown in my head of, you know, obviously some people just, some people program their beats if they're in Ableton or, you know, Pro Tools or whatever, they draw them in, you know, or sequence them in. You can also obviously use a machine. You know, obviously Akai has a drum machine. There's drum sequencers in Logic.
Okay.
A lot of these different software, there's all these sequencers where Battery is a good option for drums too, if you don't have Battery.
Oh, yeah, that comes with the native.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with complete, I think.
But the thing is, if you have Ableton and you use the drum rack, you don't need Battery. Drum rack is, I honestly think, is better. But I'm a Ableton convert over the past few years. So drum sounds. Drum-wise, now, obviously, Splice has a lot of good options. I think the D-Cap drums that knock.
Those are good. They're good quality drums.
D-Cap knows what the hell he's doing.
Yeah, on some real shit, he really does.
He is a master. So, if y'all need some really good drums, I think Splice is such a cool thing to have, and you can find anything, all kinds of drums. You want lo-fi, hip-hop, you want R&B, you want trap.
Yeah, Splice has you covered. Yeah.
And it's only like, I think I pay, was it $7.99 a month?
Yeah.
I think that's what I pay, and you get 100 sounds a month.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to have
100 credits.
If you're going to have a subscription, definitely. Would say, I mean, I don't have one right now, but that's just because I don't need it right now.
Right.
When I have used it, it's totally worth the price.
What are your, do you have any favorite drum kits, or where do you get drums? Where have you gotten drums? Which ones do you use a lot?
All the producers can say it. They've been to Reddit. I don't care. Reddit/drum kits, because people uploaded drums on there. But also, I mean, I remember, bro, shout out to this guy. back when I was in college, this guy, I had made a, he had bought a lot of beats. A good bit of beats for me, for his artist that he was there, he was managing at the time. And at that time, I was like, I needed new drum sounds. I don't even know what drums I was using. I mean, who knows? Like, at that time, I mean, I could have been on freedrumkids.net for all I know, at that time. But there was a drum package that I wanted to get, but it was like 400, and I wasn't gonna be able to do it then. So I was literally just having a casual conversation with him about this. I mean, I think I was just like, yeah, you know, I'm looking at whatever. He's like, yo, I'll get it for you as a Christmas gift. And I was like, fuck out of here. Like, you know, you're fucking lying. I mean, I didn't say he was lying, but like in my head, I was like, okay. And he bought it for me. He even made sure to send the bonus that I got with the pack. And I still have it to this day. He got me $400 worth of kits that I still literally use. And so that was one of the nicest things someone's done for me. And that was the, well, at the time they were called Drum Select, but now they're Wave Supply. But I got their whole package for free, essentially. That was incredible. I've had people say, and stuff. I mean, to be honest, I know it's gonna sound so bad to say, but I think now with drum kits, I don't typically purchase them, and I'll tell you why. One, a lot of shit is recycled. I mean, a lot of shit. I'll listen to drum kits that, like, I paid for, and listen to other ones that maybe I got them another way, and it sounds like the same shit. So
yeah,
sometimes it's kind of like, now, there are certain people that I will say I will support because I know that they are actually sound designers. Like, that's what they fucking do. You know what I mean? So that's different. But for the most part, it has to be, like I said, people that I know, like, they really, that's what they fucking do. They sound design. They, you know, they make their kits and shit. And
it's like decap.
Yeah, like decap.
You know, when you buy a kit, you're gonna get new sounds.
Yeah, so that's different. You know, like decap, definitely a person to support. Artist, I don't know if you've heard of him before. Artist, ARDIST. Mm-hmm. He's a sound. He's signed to Ronnie J's, I guess, label and whatever. But he's a cool sound designer. Definitely support him. So there are certain brand, company, people, whatever, that I support, but for the most part, I'm not paying for that shit, because I know a lot of times it's recycled, and either people use their clout to sell their shit, so, like, they have a name, and they're like, oh, check out my new kit, and it's really just recycled shit, you know what I mean, but pretty sure you're just like, oh, I gotta be like this guy, or this woman, or whatever, and so I'm just always a little leery about that. I've gotten kits from you. I know we've done the swaparoo from time to time. And then I have the, you know, the SSD from Slate Digital or whatever. Yeah. I really like that, honestly. But even typically when I'm making those types of beats, I have been using your SD high impact drum kit or impact drum kit, whatever.
Yes, the high impact. I don't even remember where I got that. It was a gift.
Yo, it's the best. It's the best hand-me-down gift I've gotten. Like, it's great. That's what I use a lot, honestly. I mean, I do use the SSD one, but I, like, recently I've been using more of that impact kit because it's just, like, right there, you know, drag and drop, and it's just, it has what I want. For what I need.
The benefit of getting some of these drums is that, like, at least when I was early on in my career, you would get these drum sounds, but they weren't processed. Like, so you'd be, and I didn't, and a lot of, when you're young, you don't know how to process them. And I'd be like, because I'd be like, how did that kick drum sound so big? Like, mine sounds really puny, you know? Like, it just
sounds like a little
wimpy. Right. And then the more I worked in the business and people started giving drums to me, and I was like, oh, you got these from so-and-so, and they ran them through the SSL console, and they compressed them, or they, you know, limited it, or whatever, you know, processing went into it. It just sounded like a more of a finished kick or snare or whatever, you know. So, I feel like the snares get ignored.
Yo, yeah, I mean, I will tell you, I am kind of, I do use a lot of claps, but I also do use, I also do use snares. There's some crisp snares, crispy snares. I remember them kicks I sent, that kick I sent you. They're like, yo, what's that kick?
Oh, yes.
I don't even know if I use that kick like that anymore. Now I gotta remember what kick I sent you. I'll have to look through my email to find out which one.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like the snares get neglected.
Yes.
I think it's always like, what's that kick you're using? It's like, sometimes I'm like, yo, what snare is that? What clap is that? Where'd you get that? And there's some certain, especially like trappy kind of snares or not.
It depends. Like, some of them are not really thick.
Right. But that's why I think the emphasis is always on the low end, on the kick, and all that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, so it's always kind of been the case. But I think when you get into, like, certain genres, the snare is very important, you know.
Yes.
So,
yeah, that's why I love, like, producing alternative type stuff. Like, because, you know, I've been working with Bonnie a lot, and she's kind of going for this like Paramore type vibe, which, you know, I love Paramore a lot, so but we've been doing kind of alternative, like pop punk shit or whatever. So the snares have been very key in making sure that they're fucking, you know, slapping you in the fucking jaw when you use them, and just real heavy. I don't know, I love exploring in different genres. I feel like as a bonus, because I know we said we were going to talk about drums, but I feel like as a bonus, we should talk about what would you say, okay, let's see, I'm going to give you a budget. If you had $200 to spend, $200, because this eliminates a lot of options, because I know how you might think. If you had $200 to spend, what would you tell a producer that they should buy as a like a virtual instrument, you know, like contact, whatever. If you had $200 to spend, that's hard, right? It's fucking hard, but I want to see. What do you think?
Depends on. Damn. It
you got to think, on, Simon. How many people you think? Like, you got to think. People are on a budget.
It depends on what kind of music they want to make.
Let's just say hip-hop, trap. That's easiest.
That's simple. Well, yeah. If it's on sale, you know what I'm going to say.
If it's on sale, yeah.
Pigments.
Pigments is fucking great. That's $100.
When it's on sale, it's $100.
Oh, is it? Oh, shit. I don't even...
Yeah,
what is?
Yeah, I think it is. I got a half off. It was $100.
Oh, shit. Man, I guess I'm spoiled, because remember I got, like, yeah, when it was on sale too.
You got like a promotional thing. Yeah.
Oh, it's $200. You're fucking right. Holy shit.
So there it is. That's my answer then. Pigments all day. All y'all young producers. Well, see, now I'm giving away, I feel like I'm giving away secret sauce. Cause today, I was getting some photos done for my, like, you know, my social media stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I get my friend Mike Lopez comes over and takes a bunch of pictures. So while he was here, I was just, you know, messing around with my keyboard and stuff, playing some stuff. I was showing him some plugins because he's also a producer. He was one of my first interns when I moved to Atlanta.
Yo.
He was like a studio intern, and then he got into multimedia. He does all this stuff. Anyway, we were talking about plugins, and I was like, bro, when this plugin goes on sale, you need to get it. And I was just going down the line. You know, by the way, Pigments is a plugin that's rare because you can start from the beginning. Like, you know, when it just, when you open the plugin, just, you could literally go down the list and just every other sound, you're like, oh shit, I can do something with this. Oh shit, I can do. Some plugins are not like that. You really have some to are look, like, and look and look. Pigments, I don't know what it is about it, but it's just got some really cool shit going on.
Yes.
And you just, well, you could just randomly go through it and be like, oh shit, here's a good sound. Like, I don't know. It really brings the creativity out, I think. So that's what I think. So, okay. Fair play. If you had $200 as a producer, what plugin, and now you can't say Pigments.
Okay. Shit. You see, I gave 200 because I feel like that's like a.
I think it's a tough one to work within.
Yeah,
because a lot of plugins are
like more than 200.
Yeah, but you get a rare one that's pretty cheap. That's really good.
Damn, I didn't even know Kontek is $400 for what was I doing? Anyway, I was just thinking about the shit that I bought. Like, what was it? Anyway, okay. If I had 200, now there is a plugin called Heat Up 3. That's $100. That has a really cool flute.
Dope.
But I mean, I mean it's cool. But
right, would you buy it? I mean, if you thought you could make a hit record with that one sound, like get your money back.
Yeah. Okay. Shit. Now I'm trying to. Okay. I like Silent.
Oh, I like, yes.
Silent is really great.
Silent is really good.
Yeah, and I bought that. So I know that it's. Not $200. I think I paid monthly. Major key alert.
Oh,
you could buy it. You could buy it full in full, or you can pay monthly. I totally suggest the monthly, unless you just want to pay it in full. It's up to you. Well, I would say Silent. I also Electra X. Now, if I'm just getting separate plugins, like Electra X has a lot of fucking sounds. Like I love Electra X.
What about Synthmaster 1?
Oh, I was just gonna bring that up. See, I was literally about to bring that up. Not even lying to you. Yes, I would also get Synthmaster. Synthmaster is so good for like my whenever I've had to do like pop shit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally what I fucking use. Like reliable as hell. Yeah, I think if I had to buy, I would get Synthmaster. And it's just not all at once. So, like, I could get Synthmaster, and I could probably get away with it. Like, I can make some beats out of that. I mean, honestly, because there's a lot of sounds that come with Synthmaster. Electra X, you can get Electra X all the way for sure, because Electra X has a bunch of sounds. And Silent. Those are, like, three that if you had to pick one, like, you wouldn't go wrong on either of those. But I wouldn't suggest Synthmaster for like hip hop stuff necessarily.
No.
No, because you're probably gonna fall short. So I would say Electra X is really good because you can get a lot of expansions for free or, you know, cheap or whatever, or inexpensive. Yep. Electra X is really good. A lot of people use that in like hip hop music. So yeah, I mean, these VST companies are raking in the dough though. Like,
well, think
I know
about
they are.
In my day, I'm old. In my early career,
back in my day, when I
well
was...
back in them days, back in my early days, you had to buy a rack mount synth module. So it was like a piece of hardware that you'd put in a rack, and basically a VST in a box. And, you know, I had like five or six of those. And they were expensive. Those damn things were like $1,000 each.
Shit.
But you could expand them, you know? Like these Roland VS modules. And what's cool, though, is they're bringing back a lot of those old school modules into VST form.
Oh, really?
Which is, yeah. Like the old the Proteus 2000 that I used to have and all these cool things. So, yeah. But, you know, the sounds are going to be vintage if they aren't already. But anyway, I mean, you know, I think we covered a lot of ground today. So if we're
we did.
Young producers out there, obviously, if anybody has any questions about anything, hit us up. I want to talk about, you know, I think we talked about it before, but talk about mixing again, talk about beat sequencing, talk about, you know, recording vocals, talk about mixing. Like, I want to talk about technical stuff, too, you know, the other stuff we always just randomly talk about. Yeah. I think it'd be a little more information for our friends out there that might enjoy it. So, then they'll know where they can find information on music making. But in the meantime, where can they find information on you?
Yo, check me out at Mini Producer, MiniProducer. Oh, and I actually, spoiler alert, I dropped my first podcast episode today. And yeah, I have a podcast called Beats and Potage, and I've been keeping it under wraps. Well, honestly, I've been telling myself I was going to start this podcast for a while now, and I finally did it yesterday. So I put my first episode out. So check it out. It's brought to you by the Anchor app, where you can download and distribute. also,
I like that. It's good. Great.
Yeah. Also, you can check me out on TikTok, Mini Producer Official. I'm gonna be posting on there again. More. I've been doing real life shit, so just haven't posted on there. I'm on TikTok, like I said, Mini Producer Official, on Twitch Wednesdays and Fridays. Check me out, 12 p.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern. If you want to see me cook up, if you want to see me give you tips and shit like that. Yeah. And check out my website, Mini Producer, where you can check out all my fucking beats and shit like that. Nice. But Simon. Oh, and check Simon and I out live on Thursday for a live review. At 7 p.m. Thursday, Eastern. All right. Now, to you, Simon.
Well, they can find me everywhere. Simon Illa, SimonIlla. Pretty much everywhere from Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter, Black Planet, Pornhub, everything. SimonIlla.com, too. You can do that. I do a live Instagram every Sunday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, just shooting the shit. I don't really talk about anything specific. We just hang out and we have a lot of fun. So, anyway, speaking of which, one of my followers bought me a gift. Maybe we'll talk about it next time, but bought me a set of clippers for,
Hey, gang, gang.
Yeah, but clippers for the pubes from this company called Manscaped.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that fucking company.
And shout out to Trey. Trey bought them for me.
Yo, Trey is the man with the plan, bro.
Because we've been talking, I had an old pair of, or set of clippers from that company, but I've been running them into the ground like they're broke and they hardly work. He goes, dude, you can't have those. And he literally just sent me the new ones like a week ago. I was like, what the hell? It's super nice, so. Shout out to Man. Maybe we can get sponsored by the Popsicles and Manscaped. Like,
facts.
Why not?
You never know. You never know, honestly.
That's right. Anyway, but this podcast, of course, is brought to you via the Anchor app. Go to anchor.fm to get the application for your desktop, or go to Anchor on your app store on your phone. Download it, record, edit, and distribute your own podcast, which hopefully somebody will listen to.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And great, who produces this one?
Yo, Ilkami LLC.
That is correct. So anyway, good times as always. I'm gonna go pick up my phone off the floor and continue on with my day. And thanks everybody for listening. Thanks for subscribing or telling a friend or whatever the hell it is you do. We appreciate it. So until next time, this is Simon Illa.
This is Jay.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace.